It's a new week, which means it's time for a new Monday Musing with Left of Lansing's Pat Johnston. Muse away, Pat.
Here's the Monday Musing for August 10th of 2026. Like clockwork, right after Dr. Abdul Al-Sayed's primary victory to become Michigan's Democratic Senate nominee, the corporate political media just couldn't wait to ask him about Israel, Israel, and yes, Israel. Meet the Press's Kristen Walker demanded Dr. Abdul talk about Israel three separate times during his appearance on NBC on Sunday, even though Dr. Abdul has clearly stated during his campaign that he doesn't believe the United States should be giving unconditional aid to Israel. The corporate media keeps asking why? Now, about 6 weeks ago, The Guardian reported that since the October 7th attacks by Hamas, which killed over 1,000 Israelis, over 73,000 Palestinians have died from Israeli weapons. Weapons we pay for, so that way Israel can continue its slaughtering of women and children. And on top of that, we're now mired in a war with Iran that Israel's corrupt and barbaric Prime Minister Bibi Netanyahu has pushed the United States to do for the last 30 years. And that has cost the United States in terms of lives lost in military personnel, in terms of thousands of Iranian lives lost, including over 100 when a U.S. missile blew up a kid's school. Now, Dr. Abdul did not back down during his interview with Kristen Welker, who again asked three different questions surrounding Israel. And it reminded me of a piece written by Bill Scherer of the Washington Monthly a few days after Dr. Abdul's earth-shattering win. Bill Scherer lectured Dr. Abdul to quit talking about Israel because Bill says it's so divisive. Well, I'm sure Dr. Abdul would enjoy talking about other issues and plans that he'd like to focus on, for instance, like Medicare for all, affordability, pushing back against the big tech bro data centers, and probably most of all, getting money out of politics. But it's the corporate press that keeps asking him about Israel. But I'd like to remind Bill Scherer that AIPAC spent over $30 million in anti-Abdul Al-Sayed and pro-Haley Stevens ads, Al-Sayed's Democratic opponent, during their contentious battle. And now AIPAC has announced it's going to shower the MAGA Republican Senate nominee, Florida Mike Rogers, with lots of cash in his efforts to stop Dr. Abdul. Bill Scherer also warned Dr. Abdul that Israel and AIPAC, the pro-genocidal Israeli government lobby, aren't that important to voters. Voters really don't care, and that the amount of money we've spent in support of Israel really doesn't amount to all that much. Well, according to the Quincy Institute for Responsible Statecraft, we've spent over $21 billion for Israel in the last 2+ years. In addition, we, the taxpayers, have paid more in terms of arms agreements with Israel, which will be paid later. Combine that with the cost of the Trump regimes and Israel's war in Iran, we're talking some big money in the last few years, and it looks like there's no end to it. Last Friday, another dismal jobs report showed we actually lost over 20,000 jobs in July, while wages continued to tumble and more Americans are leaving the workforce. We've got a disillusioned and dispirited working class here, everyone, who's tired of being told that we can't do anything here except let the billionaire Epstein class do what it's just going to do. So you're going to have to face facts and just give Israel more and more of your money. Can't expect us to do anything here for America. Now, my counter argument to people like Bill Scherer is that by ignoring why groups like AIPAC continue to spend millions of dollars into our elections is political and economic malpractice. Money going towards Israel's wars, genocide, and apartheid is a major part of the problem. Same with DTE Energy owning most of our state government in Lansing and many of our Michigan politicians in D.C., as DTE stands to benefit quite handsomely from all of these data centers. And it should be noted that DTE, of course, will give lots of money to Florida Mike Rogers, while Dr. Abdul Al-Sayed does not accept any corporate PAC money. This is all part of the same problem. That problem being money in politics. Now, we're going to have the chance to vote, most likely here in Michigan, on a ballot initiative that'll bar Michigan's regulated utilities like DTE and Consumers Energy from donating to campaigns. That's why you're seeing the corporate media spend so much of its time trying to denounce progressive Democrats, because they want to get rid of money in politics, and the corporate media needs that kind of money. And it's why they're so far treating Florida Mike Rogers with kid gloves, refusing to ask him why he's accepting money from AIPAC or DTE. Or why isn't he denouncing Dear Leader Trump's hate-filled rhetoric? Or why did his feelings on Dear Leader Trump flip after denouncing Dear Leader for trying to steal the 2020 election? That's why you saw NBC's Kristen Walker yucking it up with the regime, Stephen Miller, and other fascists during the correspondence dinner last month. You see, they find more common ground with fascists than they do with the working class. That's why it's important for Democrats to get behind Dr. Abdul's campaign, like Kamala Harris has done, and like his former opponent, Haley Stevens, has also done. The money is on the side of fascism, and it doesn't delineate between progressives or establishment Democrats in the end. It sees all of us as just the same. Get ready, everyone, because it's going to be a long 3 months. LeftofLansing@gmail.com is the best way to reach me. Subscribe to the podcast and also subscribe to Left of Lansing on YouTube. Don't forget to follow me on Twitter, the Gram, and Facebook. Take the battle to them.